Dr. Mitch, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Big story this morning, Mitch, of course, is this extreme cold warning from Environment Canada and the risk of frostbite, and we're going to plunge, overnight lows are incredible. Tomorrow, even the daytime high with minus 25, it's going to feel like minus 41 by mid-afternoon tomorrow. So we want you to talk about the importance of staying warm both outdoors and inside as well.
Really, really, really important. And what people may not realize, when summer heat strikes, we talk about acclimatizing, taking about a week or two for our bodies to adapt.
Mm.
And so we're much more efficient at getting rid of the excess heat, and we're safer. It doesn't work in the cold. There's no way of adapting to the cold. There's no way of, your body acclimatizing to the cold. And so from day one, you have to take precautions. You have to protect yourself. And the thing we worry about is, obviously, poor circulation getting to the skin, to the periphery, to your toes, to your fingers, to your nose, to the tips of your body. And the way of protecting the tips of your body are not only to wear good clothing in those areas, but to keep your core warm. So if your core is warm, the area around your chest is warm, it's much easier for that part, warmed up blood, to circulate to your extremities. Number one rule is protect yourself. Dress in layers, limit your amount of time and your exposure outdoors. If you're going to be outdoors for any period of time, go with a buddy, because the effects of hypothermia, where your core body temperature drops down, start really, really subtly. And you may not even realize the fact that you're becoming hypothermic. But someone who's with you sees that you're acting confused or disoriented or out of it or goofy or goofier than normal, they'll pick it up. So if you have to do work outdoors, if you have to be outdoors for any period of time, make certain you're doing it with someone. Protect all parts of your body. Any exposed area of skin and all that can get very frostbitten very quickly. And it's sometimes tough to realize what's going on in terms of frostbite, because first the area gets cold, but as it starts to freeze, you lose sensation, so you may not even realize that it's gotten to that extent. But you'll see it if someone looks at you, go from red to white to frozen. If you do have an area of frostbite, warm it up gently. Rubbing the area, applying ice, all these are old wives' tales. They're not true. The safest thing to do is to warm things up gently and gradually, and realize that with frostbite it may be extremely painful as it warms up, but warming it up gently, not rubbing it, not further traumatizing it, very important. And my last comment here would be prepare. If you're going to be in your car, for example, assume your car will break down. Have a blanket.
Yeah.
Have extra, non-perishable, food bars or something to give you energy. So blankets, maybe an extra battery for your phone or a way of charging your phone, and food. These are essential. The same way you'd pack a shovel and an ice scraper and salt, an extra windshield washing fluid in your car for the winter. You have the same thing in terms of a blanket, an extra pair of gloves perhaps, and food in your car, and a battery or something to charge your battery with, so you have that extra power, that extra juice if you get stranded somewhere. Very important to prepare. Take these conditions seriously. I know as Quebecers, we're kind of inured to the cold. We sort of expect it and are prepared. You're never prepared enough. Just take it really easy. Pace yourself if you're going outdoors. Make certain that you drink, because it's really easy to get dehydrated. Dress in layers. I always take an extra pair of gloves that I wear close to my body, so that if there's anything that goes wrong with my regular gloves, they get wet, they get whatever, I have a backup pair that's already warm because it's inside my coat next to my body.
Mitch, I'm just as I let you go, I'm thinking about, because I live in St. Laurent, close to the industrial section, and a lot of workers, I always see them when I'm going to and fro, they're standing outside at bus stops, and it's a long wait if you can't get, if you have no shelter, or there's no room in the shelter. You got to stand out there waiting for the bus.
Exactly, so you move. The other thing is constantly keep yourself in motion, rocking on your feet, walking around the thing. Don't stay in one position for any length of time. Movement helps to circulate your body and helps to create heat.
All right, Mitch, thank you for this.
A pleasure. Stay warm, everybody.
Dr. Mitch Shulman.